honestly, I think we motored through last time. And looking back, as much as I do want to move on to the next thing, I think that we should go back, if you don't mind. Go back over the Benoni a little bit. We're in the 12th parak. Can I see where you...
Is that page one, really?
Page 32 or Yud Zayin. The bottom of 32, Rak Mipnei. We're going to try to finish Perek Yud Zayin today. Let's see if we could start Perek Yud Bezim. The bottom over here, three lines from the bottom, Rak Mipnei. Rak Mipnei. He's not alone, the one who's talking about the Mishala in the ear. The ear is a city, it literally means city, but we're referring to over here is referring to the human being, that there's people who are warring, there are forces that are warring, the forces of the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah Toiv. They're warring over control over the ear, which is the human being. Doesn't have the ability to express his desire, which is his control, his koyach al apoyel, his labesh, that he should be expressed in the evar yaguf and ma'isa dibra machshava mamish. Lahamik machshavto betanugi olam hazeh ech lemalos tavas liboy. Yitzhahara wants to he wants to indulge in the tavas of olam hazeh. Why not? Ki hamoylech shalit al halef. I think we spoke about this last time. Moyach, controlling the heart. Melech is moyach lev kovid. Moyach shalit al halev. B'taldosoi v'tevi yitzirosoi. Naturally, that's the way it is. Shekach notzo adam b'taldusoi. Shekol adam yochol b'rtzoinoi. Shebemoyach eles abik v'limshol beruchai b'taivis shebelivai. Your head is on top, then goes your heart, and then goes... So naturally, a person's head, the rotzoin in his mind, controls... Limshol beruach tavosu shebelibay. Now, it's an interesting thing which he brings over here is he brings about this something called a rotzin shebemoyach. We usually think about desire as being in the heart. Can you pass me a napkin? Sure. A desire as being in a heart's desire, right? So he says there's two different types of rotzin. There's a rotzin in your mind. Excuse me. There's a rotzin in your heart. Now, the rotzin in your mind is much more, we'll say, hidden. And then the rotzen in your heart. The rotzen in your heart is something that a person is much more in touch with. It's much louder. It's much louder, the rotzen in your heart, than the rotzen in your mind. Therefore, a person does have a rotzen that also exists in his mind. He brings v'ohavta is gematria r two times, which is two ritzinus, or is lashon of rotzen. Anyway, so the maisa, the rotzen of the mayach is very easy to influence. The heart tries to overpower the rotzen. Like a lot of times people say they want to get up in the morning and they don't get up, right? Why? Because their heart doesn't want, their mind wants. And a lot of times your heart is much more powerful than your mind. So therefore, it's harder to actually get it to happen. That's soup. Be careful, it's hot. Okay, I'm saying when you drink it, be careful, it's hot. Okay. I don't mean spicy. I just mean very hot. You can see it looks mighty hot.
How does Ruby get it this hot?
A very big burner. Okay. Shelo lemalus mishalus liboy b'maisa dibra machshava. The mind doesn't allow him to indulge in these things. L'asiach taito l'gamri mitayves liboy ala hepech l'gamri b'frat al tzadak adusha. Could actually get him to totally forget. L'asiach taito l'gamri, which means he totally forgets. Taivas liboy, whatever is the taiva in his heart. Ala hepech l'gamri goes to the entire opposite. Befrat al tzaratay. Befrat to the good. Kirech siv, like it says. Very easy she is yisroin l'chochma min asichlus. There is an advantage to chokhmah over foolishness. Gisvan ha'or min ha'choshech, like light from darkness. See where I am? Yeah, you got it? Kiddich siv, ra'isi. Yeah. Kiddich siv, like it says, ra'isi, I saw sheyesh yisroin l'chokhmah. There's an advantage to chokhmah. Min ha'sichlus over foolishness. Gisvan ha'or min ha'choshech, like the advantage of light over darkness.
Mishlein.
Pirish, right?
Mishlein.
Mishlein, yeah. Kahelas, pasan kahelas. Pirish. K'may sheha'or yesh li yisron ha'shlita, memshal ala ha'choshech, just like light has control over darkness. Shema'at or gashmi doiche harbi min ha'choshech, you turn on a light, a little candle, and all of a sudden, a lot of darkness disappears. Shenidcha mimenu me'ilav, it like runs away from it, like disappears from it. U'me'mela kach nidcha me'mela sichlus harbi min klipa, v'sitra achara shebechlal ha'smali. So too, foolishness that comes from klipa and sitra achara shebechlal ha'smali. And this is one of the things that he says over here, which is, I think, important to know, is that the Maisa, the Yetzahara, is a fool. They say such stupid things. The world is mamish, a bunch of, like, morons. That everything is just, it's just stupidity. It just is. It's not, and if a person can think, just has a moment of clarity, he's like, all this stuff is just so stupid. It's so empty. It's so ridiculous. It's so, you know, like, but, and that's what the Chazal say. Ein adam choyte ela im kein nechnas bo ruach shtus. A chet is really a shtus. It's really stupid. It's like, that's what are you doing? It's so stupid. But and when a person finally has a little clarity, it's like the whole thing is like, wow. Like everything else just like becomes irrelevant. Same like Aron Choshech. It's like light. And a person has Torah and he has Dveikus and Hashem. It's Ar. It's light. It's clarity. And I enjoy, it's one of my new things. I listen to interviews of like sports people. There's like nothing intelligent. It's like, yeah, we're going to play hard this game. Like, of course you're going to play hard. You know, we want to score a lot of points. Wow, that's like so brilliant. I'm like, why do people listen to them? Why do people, there's nothing intelligent. There's nothing, everything they're saying is just stupidity and people are running after them and running. It's just, but that's, it's a world full of stupidity. And a person has a little bit of intelligence in his life, and there's something that's doiche, because all of the averis a person is doing is a ruach shtus.
Was it always like this? Saying it used to be more of an intellectual avodah zara, intellectual yitzhar hara, like the haskalah. Let's say,
right.
Just that we're so stupid, me. Well, I'm so stupid that I will be drawn after celebrity news or whatever it is.
Even that. It's when you break it down, it's stupid.
What,
scientists,
like intellectualism?
Scientists are literally morons.
Why?
They're so sophisticated, right? Because how, it doesn't make any sense that a human being came from. It makes no sense. You're talking like a moron, not you. Where'd it come from? This whole evolution theory is crazy. Crazy.
It's pretty crazy to say that a god, a supernatural being that we have no experience of and no relationship to.
Why is that crazy?
It's equally far-fetched as saying that something came from nothing.
Not at all. Not at all. Because once you accept that there is a god, so then everything makes sense. Now you might say, but I can't relate to that god. Okay, so you got a problem. But there's nothing. You're not coming to say this makes sense. I'm coming to say, you know what? I don't understand God. I don't. But for a person to say, yeah, this all just happened on its own. How in the world did it evolve? It makes no sense. You're a scientist. You're supposed to be intelligent. You're talking like a moron. You sound like a monkey. It's the most ridiculous sounding. Think about it. How does it make sense? We have not seen any evolution. Zero. There's absolutely no proof for evolution. There's no between the missing link that they've been talking about forever. Missing link means if there's evolution, so you should see, they should see something in between. They don't see it. And how could it? Where did it come from? Nowhere. How did matter come from nowhere?
They have matter that they discovered some particles that do come from nowhere. Seemingly,
it's impossible for it to come from nowhere. It's not possible. A person can say they think it comes from nowhere, but just because we don't understand it, there's a lot of things science doesn't understand. Science doesn't. You know, when I was younger, they never knew why we had tonsils. So doctors used to take tonsils out just because. Why not? right? They give you a 2-for-1 sale, literally. 2-for-1 sale. Like, you're taking out one kid, take out the other kid also. We'll just take those out too. Why? Because the doctors didn't know what they have tonsils for. Then they finally realize that tonsils fight off infection. But they never knew that. So what do we have tonsils for? Nothing. Why do we, it's just like, it's just comes from evolution. It's like our body is so perfect, right? That everything works away. Just these two extra things are there. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. But science doesn't know that. There's so many things science doesn't understand. So science doesn't understand where the matter came from. All of a sudden, oh, it evolved from nowhere. You're full of garbage. You have no clue what you're talking about. You're talking like a moron. But they sound like idiots if you think about it. And this has been going on forever. The introduction to the book of A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking is about how they used to believe that the world's being held up by turtles.
On the back of elephants.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous, but that's what that was a belief, and science would believe that the world was flat and you could fall off the side of the earth. And it's like, and that was considered to be scientific, you know, fact.
See, really, if not for the Torah, the whole idea that the world was created in 7 days, that's also kind of like.
One sec. Everything can be explained. As saying that, what does 7 days mean? There's a book, I have a book here, Nathan Aviev, and explain how does 7 days work and what are 7 days and this and that.
We hold a drill.
And even that.
Well, we hold a drill.
Anything. You can do any of these things. It's very easy. Or you could say, Rabbi Victor Miller, that Hashem created it and he created it.
Aged.
Yeah. It's anything. These are all things that are feasible. They're feasible answers to the question.
Rabbi Victor Miller said that's what happened?
Yeah. But again, these are not saying this is definitely what happened. This is.
It's a possible answer.
Hashem intentionally left things as, you know, for places for things to be questionable.
Why would the Yitzhar, if it's so smart and fulfilling, trying to fulfill Ratzon Hashem as perfectly as possible, create things that are so stupid? And then why would we fall for it?
Because he doesn't have to create anything smarter. That's the point. That's the point. It's a Ruach Shtus. It's stupid. But there's millions of people falling for it. There's millions of people that don't believe in the Holocaust. Millions. It's the most ridiculous thing you could think of. There's
millions of people?
Millions. Hundreds of millions, maybe. Maybe even hundreds of millions. Could be even billions of people don't believe in the Holocaust today.
But Poland denied it.
Poland denied or something like that.
Crazy.
Poland did not deny the Holocaust. They denied their involvement in the Holocaust. But it's just about as bad. The point is, you could have hard facts. And if you want to be stupid, you can be stupid. So Yitzhar doesn't have to be any smarter. I mean, he's got a pretty easy job. But if a person has a little bit of chachma, and all of this, he sees all this, like, this is ridiculous. The whole thing is just one big charade. The world is a charade. Chachma wants you to be totally in control. Everything is about what you think, what you say, and what you do. Those are the three things. Those are the expressions, which is Tariag Mitzvah Sator Kineskalel. V'afal Pikein, Eino Nikra Tzadik Klal. Even though he's got this R, and this R is being Doicha the Choshech, he's not called a Tzadik. Mepnei, She Yisran Hazeh, this advantage, Asher La'or Nefesh Alokis, Ala Choshech, this advantage of the light over the darkness. Hasichlus shall a klipa anincha memela. The choishach and the sichlus and the foolishness shall a klipa. Einoi ella b'shloisha levusham and his karm leel is only in his action, his thoughts, and what he says, his words. V'lo b'mahusa v'atzmusa al mahusa atzmusha shall a klipa. Inside of him, there's a klipa there, and it exists. It has a position. Ki mahusa v'atzmusa shall nefesh abahamis. It's not getting pushed out of its place. It's there. V'beinani. Achar ha-tfilo. After davening. We said during davening, Yimamish, he could be Hashem, Elkin Hashem, Echad, and it's like the klipa is gone. But it comes right back. She'ein rish be'esh avas Hashem b'skalz liboy b'chalol ha'imini ki'im toichoy rotzuf ahava musteres. Everything is hidden. She'ahava ha-tivis Shabenefesh alaykis. This natural ahava that comes from the nefesh. Kama she'echtav l'kaman. Va'azai, yochol liyois, sichlus ha'kosel ha'ra, bizgalus lima, b'chalas smali, He's still having the taiva for Olam Hazeh. Is he doing anything about it? No. Does he want to do something? Does he have a taiva for it? Yes. But lemaisa, machshava, dibor, and maisa. Machshava, dibor, and maisa. Is he doing any averis? No. But he still has a taiva for it. He's fighting that taiva. Why? Because the yitzhar is still inside of him.
What are they called levushim again?
They're expressions. A levush is your expression, the way you express yourself. Okay.
And why do we refer to levush as, so I think we say her levush.
Yeah, levusheha, levush of the neshama, which is the
neshama is female?
Yeah.
Why?
Why is the neshama female? Because it's getting its chiyus from Hashem, which is male.
So Hashem's male.
Well, Hashem is male.
We refer to him as he, right?
So bein beheter, bein beisr, chas v'shalom, ki ilu lo ispal klal. He's having taivas, bein beheter, bein beisr, as if he didn't daven. When he davened, he wiped his neshama, his yetzar away. But then right after davening, it's right back. Neshama's right back. I mean, the yetzar is right back. And he's got taivas. That's for a beinoni. Right? Is he doing them? No, he's not doing any averis. But lamaisa, yetzar is still there. Ella. He's not going to do the isser. He's not really thinking, should I eat this burger? Should I not eat this burger? He's not. He's just saying, it looks like a good burger. I would like that burger, but I'm not going to do it. Right? It could cause in his mind, this is important. Even if a person is not doing averis, if his head is at averis, and even if he's not really thinking about the averis, but the fact that he has a taiva for those averis, there it's causing bilbo. It causes confusion in his head. Kamarim averis ein adam nitzal mehem bechol yom, which are here her avera v'iyun tefila. So that's what's going to happen over here. This person, it has this. This challenge that he does have certain types of thoughts of averis. Now, he's not dwelling on them. Like some person, let's say a person's thinking about something he's not supposed to think about. If he pushes it away right away, so he's not over an avera, but the maisa, it's there in his head. He keeps pushing it out. I don't want to think about that. Right? So he's not over an avera. An avera is when you dwell on it. You go after. Don't follow. It's like when you're in that thought, you're like, yeah, I like that thought. Let me think about that. No, that's an avera.
Lo sasura.
Not.
Rebbe, how could we ever expect to not have this bilbo if we ate from the Yitzhadas and the Yitzhadas?
Because a person can, so we said there's such a thing as a tzaddik.
Even I remember learning that you have to first die. I'm saying like
no. And they said a tzaddik can do it. It's called ishafcha. Ishafcha is changing your rat to toif. It's changing the bad to good. Iskafia is what most of us are in. That's where most of us are.
Isn't no one going to reach a tzaddik nowadays?
Yeah, it could be. None of us. It could be. We'll never ever reach a tzaddik.
Maybe have
some of them do. Some of them don't.
Just the thing that someone who doesn't have Yitzhara?
Yeah.
Talk to Moshkel. Moshkel was saying that Gedolim could even have thoughts and they push.
Again, Rava said about himself that he's a Beinoni.
The Tanam would have. We had
Rava said he's an Amoira. He said he was a Beinoni. So, you know, we're talking about Yechidei Skula. There's like one or two in every generation.
Is it possible that it changed now? Like that Tzaddik is.
Yeah, different.
Like lower standards?
Again, there's different ways of calling Tzaddik. We call someone a Tzaddik. Just for, you know, being very good. But his definition of tzaddik, what he's calling now, is he meets someone that that there's no bad in him anymore. He doesn't have a taiva to do bad.
That's a moth, I'm saying. That's not a person.
No, it's like Adam Mishim Kodem Achet. It's like Adam Mishim Kodem Achet. He's a person.
Who was ever like that?
There was Yechidim in generations. There's certain Tanoim that, for example, certain Tanoim said that they don't even have taivas for Nashim.
That's a particular Yetzirah also. It's not an entire.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, that's a pretty big Yetzirah over there. I don't
100%.
I don't know. David HaMelech says, Libi Chol HaBakirbi. David HaMelech says he killed his Yetzirah.
Why does Mashiach come if a person gets to that level?
Because we need generation. And it's just one person doesn't bring Mashiach. He needs Tzibor. Mashiach doesn't come for one person. He might be Mashiach. There's a Mashiach in every generation. that person might be Mashiach.
I'm going to come back to my question that I had like 2 weeks ago. Why is a tzaddik gomer still alive? Because if he totally is amazing, he doesn't have any tiredness. Right.
So again, that comes back to the original question of what was the purpose of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Tzaddik gomer is the same as Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, which is a challenge to understand. How did Adam Rishon sin if he had no Yetzirah? Right? That's a very big struggle. How could you sin if you had no Yetzirah? Now you could say you made a mistake. Okay, but a mistake is not a sin. If I do a mathematical equation and 4 times 7 and I come out with 13, that wasn't a sin. That was just a, if I don't have enough brain power. Sin means I made a wrong decision. How did Adam Rishon make a wrong decision if he has no Yetzirah?
In his service of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He tried to be right. The original.
Right, so okay, so that has to be worked out. But the point is that there is something that's still a challenge, even for someone that doesn't have Yetzirah. You see that he still has a challenge, even without Yetzirah.
What level was Moshe on?
That's interesting. You asked that question. The Meshech Chochma actually says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even have a bechira anymore. He was on such a high level, he had no bechira.
So he's above Tzadik Gomer?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
But was there, he didn't even get to 50 and Rabbi Akiva got to 50 or something like that?
Moshe got to 50 the day he died.
And Rabbi Akiva was alive with 50?
I don't know.
I'm saying Moshe was speaking to Hashem when he, like, awake.
Right. Okay, let's try to finish this up. Actually, Zeh Moyel, Harshimoy B'moychin, Yuris Hashem V'Avosoy, Hamusteris B'chol Yemini. This gaber, this is what's going to help. Zem moil, this is what helps. Harshimoy v'moichin v'yiras Hashem avosoy amusteres b'chol yamini. All this that he has in his head and his and the right side of his heart. This gaber to overpower v'lishloit and to be to control the ra hazeh hamis avetayva shalolios l'shlita that the ra should not have any control v'mem shalav b'ir and power in the city. He's not going to intentionally think any bad thoughts or any avers. Once a bad thought goes into his head, he pushes him out with both hands. And he quickly thinks about something else. In a makablo beratzen, I feel a hero by beratzen. Because Shchina loy sal das lasoi chas v'shalom, he's not for sure not even going to think about doing it. I feel a daber way even to talk about it. Ki am hara beratzen nikar rasha by sesha. But Benini ain't a rasha. I feel shachas me'elam. Benini's not a rasha. So Benini is not thinking about doing averus. If a thought goes in his head, he pushes it out right away. Now, but that thought is going to mess with his Torah and his avoda. But he's not thinking. A thought goes in his head, he pushes it out, and he's not going to think about doing it. Nothing. Also, when it comes to between you and your friend, miyad, immediately when it goes from his heart to his mind, he has some sort of a problem or anger with someone else, or he's a kino, or he's jealous, or kas, or he doesn't accept them. They happen naturally, but once it goes in, he pushes it out. His mind is controlled. The opposite. To be kind to his friend. And to love him and to go on all the way to the opposite extreme. And not to pay him back to take revenge, chas v'shalom. Ela adraba, ligmol chayovim toivos. You're going out to someone that chayim, that's chayiv. Veshakasa b'zoyer lilmoid mi Yosef imechav. Yosef had all the reason in the world to have tainas on his brother. His brothers lamaisa, they were not kind to him. So you might think that Yosef would not be kind in return, or at least he wouldn't take care of them. You're like, guys, you're fend for yourself. Yosef went to the opposite extreme. And he went to the opposite extreme as he said, I'm going to take care of you, all right? Even though they didn't take care of him. So that's what we see from Yosef, that a person that has this, because the anger, the kaas, all that also comes from the Yetzirah. That's coming from the Yetzirah, to be angry at someone, to be jealous of someone, to have tainas on someone, to hold a grudge against someone. All that comes from the Yetzer Hara. The person says, I'm going to put that aside, and I'm going to be metiv. Metiv. Goyim lechayovim, toivos. Chayovim, someone who's chayov. Toivos. I give you good anyway. What do you mean? But why should I give you good? You don't know. Chayovim, toivos.
What were the brothers doing?
What do you mean?
How could they, part of the Shiftei Ka, right, building their Yaakov's Zero is completely kosher in right. every sort of aspect, and they built the nation.
Well, they obviously felt that he was wrong.
So then why would they put him in a pit? If he's chayav misa for whatever he's doing, why would they put him in a pit and then sell him?
So they, all these things were done with a bezdin.
Yeah, they had a bezdin with a shul.
A bezdin. It's not like, okay. It's,
what
it's,
are you gaining? What? You want to just get him out of the community? If he's chayav misa, then kill him.
So, like I said, they were going to kill him.
At the end of the day, they sold him.
Right. All these things needs a limud. Why? Why and what? But Lamaisa was done with the bezdin. So it's clearly not like they were just right. What'd you say?
They thought they were right.
Hashem
was in the bezdin. So there clearly was something to what they were saying.
Good question.
Clearly was, and even needs to be explained exactly, you know, how that worked. But it was clearly something to what they were saying. That Yosef, they had reason to say what they were saying, and they even had a bezdin, and they even brought Hashem into the bezdin. So it wasn't, just rash, right? They were gonna kill him, but in the end, Reuven said, help him. Okay. Let's just do a little introduction to the next perek, and Beis Hashem, hopefully next week we'll continue. Perek Yud Gimel. Ubazeh Yuvan Lashon Ma'amarim. With this, you can understand Lashon Ma'amarim, the Lashon of the Gemara. Beinanim Zevezeh Shoiftan. Beinanim, both of them rule them, which is the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Dichsiv Ki Yamoy Liyamin Evyoin Lohishia Mishoiftei Nafshoi. Now that's the pasuk that the Gemara brings. Now, Lo Amu Zevezeh Moishlim Chas V'Shalom. Doesn't say both of them are Moishel, rule. Chas v'shalom. Ki kishayesh eze shlita memshala yitzahara be'ir ktana fi'ul fi shokala nikra rasha v'yisei shah. If the yitzahara gets a hold, he has a grab, he has control, then he's called a rasha for that moment. Ela hayitzahara enoi rak al derech mashal k'moy shayfet v'dayin ha'omer daitoi b'mishpat. A Yitzhar is someone like who says his opinion. He says his opinion. He has a deya. V'afal pikein yachal yishlo yeh psak alocha kein lamaisa. If you're part of a jury, so you could say, but that doesn't mean you could be you're overruled. So even though he says that's his opinion, still that's not going to be the psak alocha. Mepnei sheyesh oyd shoyfet v'dayin acholik olav. Tzorach lechriya b'neim. Halacha kedivrei hamachriya. Halacha is going to be like whoever's the machriya. Kach yitzahara oimer daitoi shachal smali shabalev. The yitzahara is on the left side of the heart, full of blood. He says his opinion. He's a shoifet, shoiftan. Omehalev oile lamoyech laharaboy miyad choylekolav shoifet hasheni. Immediately, the shoifet hasheni argues with him. Shehu nefesh haloikis shabamoyech. Hamispashet bechol hayemini. Shabalev b'mokom mishkan. Yetzer Toiv, the halacha kedivrei machriya, who Hakadosh Baruch Hu ha'oizer li Yetzer Toiv. Who's the machriya? It's Hashem, right? K'mayim rachad Rabbi Seinu, Omay Hakadosh Baruch Hu oizer loy ein yachalai. So you got the Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Toiv. So who is going to be the kosev hashlishi hamachriya? Who's going to be the one that's going to help figure out to tip the scales? The
swing vote.
The swing vote is Hashem. So that's what happens. So then the Yetzer Hara zev zeh shoiftan. There's a disagreement between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. Does that mean that we're ever following the Yetzer Hara? Never. Are we ever listening, doing the Yetzer Hara, talking like the Yetzer Hara, thinking like the Yetzer Hara? No. But he has his opinion, and where it's being overpowered constantly.
The Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov aren't equally a Kadosh Baruch Hu?
I mean, everything's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is this table a Kadosh Baruch Hu?
Okay, between these two things.
They are, but neither of them are a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Is
this table HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Yes.
Okay, so then the Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah. But as common as you could say that this table is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Everyone has, is made up.
So are you HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
I'm not HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
I see that. So
I'm made up of.
At common as you're not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Tov are not HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay, but they're different dargas. We're saying that the Yetzer Tov has is helping the Yetzer. Hashem is helping the Yetzer.
That's true, but I mean, but they're both from Hashem.
Why would he come to help one more than the other, then?
Because he wants the Maisa of the Yetzer Toiv. He doesn't want the Maisa of the Yetzer Hara, but they're both from the Yetzer, and they're both from Hashem. But
didn't we say there's more light in the darkness than there is in the light?
But that's only in the not listening. If you listen to the Yetzer Hara, then we're in trouble. So that's why Hashem doesn't want you to listen to the Yetzer Hara. He doesn't want us listening to the Yetzer Hara. So that's why he helps the Yetzer Toiv. That we shouldn't listen to the Yetzer Hara, and then the Yetzer Hara did his job also.
Doesn't the Yetzer Hara get bigger the bigger you get?
It does. Right. True.
How does that work?
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a battle between Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Toiv. As long as there's a battle, it's going to have to be equal sides. So therefore, the strong Yetzer Tov, the strong Yetzer Hara, in order that you should have that battle.
Also worked the other way around. The Nachash lost his legs, lost his speech, you know, went on the floor when Adam became a lesser human being.
Okay, my friend.